20 years ago, we used to get sign calls all the time. Now we don't get sign calls, but we get Facebook clicks.
Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. When it's time to buy or sell, turn to Colleen Benson and the Benson Broker Group with Keller Williams. Get answers to your real estate questions and put your search in capable hands. It's time for Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson.
Well, we're going to answer a lot of your questions on the show today. It's a mailbag edition of Keeping It Real Estate. But before we get to all of that, Colleen, welcome to the show. How are you this week?
Hey, Walter. Thanks for having me. I am great. Our team is really busy. We just added two new sales agents, and I am interviewing right now for another executive admin position. So we are just keeping up with the business as it comes in, and the Salem office is getting big, and we're growing the coastal office too. So we're just having a great time as we wind down the end of August here.
That's fantastic. Great to hear that, Colleen. And busy equals good in today's world, right?
Yeah.
So better to be busy than not. And even if it's a little bit more than you might be able to handle it sometimes, because I know you guys have just had so much going on the last couple of months, pandemic or not, it's been a lot going on with everything, just, you know, with you and your business and growing and starting a new office. There's been so much to deal with and be excited about, which is great. So happy for you.
Thank you. So, you know, real estate, everyone's like, real estate is booming, but what's going to happen next? And I don't really know what's going to happen 6 months to a year from now. But what I do know is right now, real estate is booming. People are, you know what it seems to me, Walter, people are realizing they can change location. It's not going to affect their work or possibly their kids' schools. And they might be thinking, it seems like a lot of people are thinking, it's a good time for that upgrade to a bigger home with more space, or it's a good time to kind of maybe, get into something smaller, downsize a little bit. We've got so many out-of-town buyers coming into the Salem market, and I'm excited to say we have quite a few sellers in our pipeline getting ready. We're going to be bringing some really cool properties to market over the next 30 days. All over Salem and a couple on the coastline too. So, and actually two in Portland, that's right. So we've got some great properties coming to market and lots of buyers ready to buy. And it's just the agents are having a good time right now.
That's great to hear, Colleen. And if you'd like to get in touch to ask Colleen any questions about real estate or to possibly list your home for sale or to look for your next home and you need some help and some guidance, she is always there for you. You can call or text during the show, after the show, set up a time that's convenient for you perhaps. 503-830-9467 is the number to call. That's 503-830-9467. And again, that puts you directly in touch with Colleen. Well, I mentioned today was a mailbag edition of the show, so we're just answering lots of your questions all throughout the show. Let's get to our first question of the week that comes to us from Margaret in Kaiser. And Margaret, you're going to get us started off today. Margaret says, I wanted to sell my house fast and easy, like I was hearing a lot of commercials talk about a few months ago, where I don't have to list the house and they'll just buy it straight from me. But now none of those companies seem to want to return my calls. Is it still possible to sell my home the easy way like this?
Well, what I believe you might be talking about, Margaret, is there's a couple of companies out there. One is called Open Door, I believe. I'm just not seeing them out there anymore. Maybe it was a business model that flopped, or I really don't know what to say about it. But what I can tell you is we are selling homes very fast right now. Average days on market is 79. Average days on market for my team right now for our listing inventory is less than 30. And that's on average. So if you, especially Kaiser's hot right now. If you'd like to talk about getting your home on the market, selling it fast with the least amount of stress to you and as you know, little trouble as we can make it for you, we would love to help and get your home sold in the next 30 days.
Yeah, it's interesting. It does seem like a lot of those, you know, we'll buy your home without you having to list it kind of services just sort of disappeared.
Do you feel that they have as well?
Yeah, definitely.
They haven't even crossed my mind. I mean, I don't see their signs anymore. I think
we were getting bombarded with literature and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, and there was a kind of a threat to the industry there for a little bit. Like, oh gosh, real estate agents are going to become extinct with this kind of program coming in. I mean, there's still cash for home. We'll pay you cash for your house. I see those signs around town, but I don't think that that's really going to give you the maximum profit that you're looking for. I think you might be undercut with some of those.
And that was often the complaint or the problem with that other method as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're getting your house that easy, it's because somebody else is going to seize the chance to make a better profit off of it. And so you're trading convenience for profit. And I guess for some people that makes that made a good deal or was okay with them. But I think a lot of people aren't willing to necessarily make that sacrifice. So, Margaret, I'll pick apart your question a little bit here. You said, you know, sell your home the easy way. You know, it may have seemed like the easy way, but Colleen, I think you guys try to make things run as smoothly as you can, certainly for all of your clients. Every time, I think the process, there's always going to be maybe a hiccup or two for somebody, just because that's the nature of going through such a large transaction. But it really isn't that hard to sell a home when you've got a team working for you and helping you along the road. So I feel like that would be a common misconception about real estate, that it's hard to sell your home or buy your home. It takes some focus and some energy, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's hard when you've got somebody helping you out along the way.
We'll take good care of you. Yeah, we'll make it as easy as possible on you. And I think our clients would agree that we do that. Yep.
Absolutely. So if you have any questions further about that, Margaret, or if you're in a similar situation to Margaret and listening to our show today and want to get in touch with Colleen, 503-830-9467 is the number to call or text to get in touch. 503-830-9467. Over to Tiffany. Tiffany is in Almsville and says, "My good friend is a realtor in her spare time, but she's not that big into social media. I've heard you mention the importance of advertising a home on social media, so would I be missing out if we used my friend as our agent? I'd love to give her business, but I also need to do what's best for us as a family."
Ooh, that's a tough one, Tiffany. I'm sure it's tough when you have a good friend that's a realtor and they're part-time and you have a house to sell, probably your biggest asset, and you probably want a smooth transaction and to make the most money you can on the sale of your home. And if you're buying at the same time, it is takes skill to help a client sell and buy and move once and move their family and whatnot. As far as Facebook and social media, yeah, we get a lot of business from Facebook. We do a tremendous amount of advertising every single month on Facebook, Instagram, Craigslist, LinkedIn, all of those, Redfin, all of those sites that really bring in quite a bit of our business. Marketing our listings is extremely important through our social media platforms. So if you were missing out, that'd be a huge piece of marketing you'd be missing out on. What I can suggest is whoever you choose to hire, understand that, you know, it's a business transaction and you're making the decision based on what you need and what you need to net from your home and what matters most to you about getting your home sold. So you always want to ask, is the agent full-time or part-time? What's their marketing plan? What's their presentation plan? And maybe just kind of see the whole package of what she has to offer and then make a decision. But yeah, it's definitely what's best for you as a family, especially moving and selling and buying at the same time. And social media, man, we get calls all day long from our Facebook ads, and we do them at a very high level. I think it's kind of like what they say is the new sign call. Like 20 years ago, we used to get sign calls all the time. Now we don't get sign calls, but we get Facebook clicks.
I think the ads are getting better and better, right? Like, yeah. I just mean, like, instead of them, I feel like web ads used to be really obnoxious, and some still are today, but now they're able to really seamlessly fit into a lot more websites, I think, and they've certainly learned what just catches the eye a little bit better and some of those kinds of things. I don't feel like I've bought a lot of things in life from website advertising, but I finally did the other day for Connie's birthday. I finally did. I saw an ad and clicked on it. I was like, oh my God. And the funny thing was, I'd been searching and searching for it, for that exact thing, and couldn't find it. Like, it, nobody was talking about it in blogs.
Oh, you got retargeted.
there were lists of like, there were lists of things like, the top X, Y, and Z, the top five products in this category. Basically, it was a set of pot and pants is what I bought, which doesn't sound like the most exciting things. These things are revolutionary, by the way, in how you cook.
Okay, so I'll have to know about them.
It really ended up being more of a gift for me because now I'm cooking up a storm with them. I think it's just the difference of having like a good set of pot and pans versus like your first time out of college set of pot and pans kind of thing. I finally upgraded to like adult pots and pans finally.
Very good. Yes. It's a category where many talks quality. Definitely.
Yes. Yes. These are ceramic, I guess. They have some ceramic elements in the coating and everything. And so they're supposed to be like really healthy for you. They're big and heavy, but I like that because they sit nice and flat on the stovetop and nothing sticks. Nothing at all.
Nice. So. Nice. Now keep your metal utensils away from them.
That's right. That's right. No metal whatsoever. We've got a real nice set of like the silicone, spatulas and stirrers and all that kind of stuff.
But, well, when you talk about
a difference. But anyway, it jumped out at me finally on an ad. Yeah, there it is. It popped up.
You were retargeted because you'd searched for it, and we do that. That's very strategic. I mean, when we showcase a listing online and somebody is looking at homes online, it's going to show up, and then it's going to follow them. And you know what it is, because it's like you look at a pair of shoes online and then it shows up, the same
everywhere.
Shoes show up in your news feeds and stuff.
I just bought a computer monitor and I'm getting computer monitor ads everywhere now.
and so we do use the algorithms and the Facebook ad management and same with Instagram for those retargeted ads. And the greatest thing about social media is people will share it and those people will share it. So you get this organic viral of this property that maybe, it lands in front of the right person that's just looking exactly for what you have to offer. So definitely I can't imagine a real estate listing agent not having social media in their marketing plan. In fact, I won't hire an agent that doesn't have a big social media presence.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that, social media is not important to listing a home because you think, and this is the way I used to think, Colleen, well, you just put it on the MLS, and because I would obsess over, I checked that MLS when we were looking for homes, every single day. I'm looking at the portal, seeing what's available, what falls into our search range. And so I'm like, what would social media show me that I can't get through that portal? Mm-hmm. But two things. One, not everybody's like me and is watching that thing like a hawk, and so they may consume a lot more casually a new home coming across their radar. But two, this actually happened to some friends of ours. They bought their home from social media. I mean, not from social media, but from an ad. And it did not pop up in their search because it was just outside their price range. But they saw it in the social media ad instead, clicked in it, looked at it from there, then saw the price later that was only a little bit above their range. And they ended up being able to negotiate down into the range. And that was just a great example of how the social media ended up being the key to them finding that home. Otherwise, they wouldn't have ended up with that one. So,
absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
And another thing is, maybe you're not thinking of buying a home, but the perfect home jumps out in front of you when you're on your phone and it makes you start thinking about it. So
That's a good point too. Yeah. So Tiffany, there you have it.
Fun.
I mean, some really compelling, we went a lot more in depth than I thought we would on that question, but thank you, Tiffany. There was a lot to unpack there between social media stuff and using that friend as your realtor. Lots to think about there.
And your new pots and pans.
And pots and pans advice. That's right. Exactly. If anybody wants to know the exact set of pots and pans that we got, I'll use that as a good reason for you to call and ask, and we'll tell you what kind of pots and pans they were. But no, in all seriousness, Tiffany, great question. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or if Tiffany decide that, hey, it's not the not the right thing to work with the friend, need to work with a professional, somebody who knows all the ins and outs of the business, has the social media piece nailed down, certainly reach out to Colleen Benson if you have any questions. 503-830-9467. Call or text that number. That's 503-830-9467. 9467. Colleen, if somebody is thinking about selling their home in the near future, I know a great way for them to start and where a lot of people begin that process is finding out the value of their home. And you've taken some steps to make that a pretty easy process. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So we have created this tech tool. Just go onto your smartphone and text the word listing to the number 77222. If you text the word listing right there in the subject line to the number 77222, or in the body of the text, I should say, listing, we will send you a home valuation of your home, give you a price range that reflects the local market data. So this is really maybe slightly different than you're seeing on the Zestimate or one of those third-party sites. This is actually using our local MLS market data, and we will give you an idea of value. And then you can watch it over time. Check on it monthly, weekly, and see if it's going up or down. I think there's people out there concerned that the market might be shifting and they might start losing value on their home. So maybe you're thinking of selling now or in 6 months. Try this out. See what you think. Just text the word listing to the number 77222.
The Keeping It Real Estate podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most major podcasting apps. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Just search for Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson on your favorite app to find us. Or you can find subscribe links, listen to past episodes, check out the show notes and other great resources, including ways to contact the show and Colleen by visiting keepingitrealestatepodcast.com. That's keepingitrealestatepodcast.com.
Did you know that Colleen Benson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Keeping It Real Estate radio show, Saturdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. on AM 1220 and 104.3 FM KSLM.